Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Couple things we got to get to, Kevin. One, G-Bag Nation is out at the stadium today for baseball.
Globe Life Field?
Yeah, Globe Life Field, otherwise known as Globe Life Field, where they play baseball.
That makes sense.
Do you want to throw the acronym out there, Kevin?
Just GLF.
Uh-huh.
Corey calls it the GILF. Don't put that on me.
Hopefully out in Arlington, blue beats red tonight, too.
I'm in for that, yeah.
Blue's beating red right now.
Yeah, because Florida's definitely destroying Tech 6-0, and it's not looking good for
it's
Tech
over.
Right now.
I think they should just throw in the white flag.
The G-Bag Nation's out there today. Say hi to them as the game gets rolling out there today. Also, OTA's going on out at the Star, Kevin. And hold on, are we done with this? Is this just Jerry talking?
I thought the mandatory mini camp started up again tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Jerry and Steven are talking today.
Which makes sense.
And Steven and Jerry had some thoughts. Here are some things from Jerry Jones regarding the Ring of Honor. He has no plans to add anybody to the Ring of Honor this year.
I can't believe it.
What? I don't understand.
Why can you hear Mike smiling when he said it like that?
Let me ask you this. Do you think he'll add himself to the Ring of Honor before he dies?
No.
Yes.
No.
But I do.
No one's dying.
Okay, I know, kid, but here's what I think is going to happen. He's going to be like, for the first time, I let other people decide, and they pick me. I don't know why I'm still doing that faux accent. But I think he's going to say he farmed it out to like a committee and they selected him and he was humbled and honored.
All right.
And Jimmy's going to be like, cool.
It stinks for Cowboy fans. I get why Jerry hates Jimmy. I totally get it. Like I might hate him too if I was Jerry Jones in a way. But it stinks as a Cowboys fan that obviously Tom Landry is the greatest Cowboys coach of all time. He was here forever. He accomplished more than Jimmy accomplished. But in the short time that Jimmy was here, he helped, however much percentage you want to give, he helped turn one of the worst football teams in the NFL into the best football team in the NFL.
If I can just give you an example of that, Jess and I watched the 30 for 30 Year of the Scab. And it went over how the Cowboys had all these players cross the picket line and they still couldn't beat Washington, who had zero players cross the picket line. It was a tough go for them.
They didn't just gloss over that, though. They scabbed over it, if you will.
Gross. Kinda.
People eat those? All right. So, and then next up on this, have you ever heard that theory?
The people
that
eat scabs?
Scabs have vitamins in them.
Like
what?
Placentas.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, yeah, like placentas.
I didn't eat the placenta either.
And how do you feel about that? You feel like you should have?
No, because he said dada.
You really love that, don't you?
Yeah, he does.
Gosh.
It's a win. It's a W.
Wow. It was, and I had an L on the first kid. But look, I was the person who I told you, remember I showed you the video on Friday, I was like, this is just baby babbling.
Yeah, it was.
He's not saying dada, but this time he looked right at me and he said it differently.
I told you though, what did I tell you? You take whatever he said as your own little victory, but never let Jess know.
Did Jess hear it?
She was there. She was.
Did she like look in awe like he said?
No, she was so happy. She goes, oh. See, now she's been trying to actively convince me that he's already been saying.
It's good because obviously you make things up in your head about people saying words. So
is this about my grandma?
It's 100% about your grandma. And so it's good that somebody else heard this, because I feel like you can make up that somebody's saying something and in, you know, a moment of sneezing or just going, bah, 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 and you're like, oh, yeah, I heard that. They said, like,
God bless you.
From the 214.
Oh, it's just replays. I was like, they hit another damn home run.
The 214. He just called Brandon an L.
No, that is not what happened.
From the 817.
Yeah, have fun in college.
In line at Wendy's. I'll see if they have a placenta burger. No, they don't have a placenta burger.
Maybe they have a deal on it on the app.
Hey, at some point, do we need to have a conversation about Wendy's? And how their food is delicious, but at least in the greater Garland area, maybe you need to put a little bit more effort into
it. Went downhill after Dave, man.
The operations.
Okay. You know what? I have all this other Cowboys content that I want to get to here.
I do want to hear Stephen Jones like, we got to get one.
But Kevin, the other day I was driving home from work and my son said, I said, hey, what do you want for lunch? Because I texted him and he was like, Popeyes. And all the kids were like, yes, Popeyes. Carter, because he hadn't had the chicken sandwich, he wanted to try it.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, all right, I'll order it on DoorDash, but I'm not driving through Popeyes. DoorDash said, hey, sorry, it's 12:00. We can't get that done for you right now. I was like, all right, what else do y'all want? And the kids were like, want Popeyes. Let's just drive through. I was like, y'all are about to get the Popeyes experience. Here's the Popeyes experience. We're going to wait 45 minutes for whatever random wheel of food they want to throw in our bag. Because it's not going to be what we wanted, and it's going to take a long time.
You will love this. There's a Popeyes really close to our house, and one time Jess got 2 chicken sandwiches for free because the wait was long because somebody quit while she was in the drive-thru line. And she goes,
there's no telling the reason.
Yeah, she goes, hey, this was free. I said, oh, why? Did they mess it up? And she goes, no, I saw some guy storm out. And then the guy at the window was like, sorry for the wait. We had somebody just quit. She was like, I saw them leave. She said, yeah, they said they quit.
From the 817 placenta burger, the only thing that can get delivered twice. And then from the 214.
DoorDash costs, like, DoorDash is a waste of money.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. We have a lot of Dashers that listen to this
show. I understand. It's great for them.
Yes.
But it does make your food, especially fast food, cost 2 times the amount of what it would cost.
Here's a fun
fact. So I get, like, you're going, I'm not going to wait in line. They're going to deliver it to my door. And they can only deliver it so hot,
right? It was a $16 order.
Yeah, and it's going to be, if it's a $16 order, it's going to be like
$30. It was a $16 order was what I had on DoorDash. That's all I know, is that it was $16 worth of chicken sandwiches.
But then the delivery fee is going to be huge.
If you have the pass, it's like $2 a month, you know, no delivery fee.
But they do still charge you another fee.
Yeah, they of course, that. Everybody charges you fees. But thanks to Ted Cruz, all those are supposed to be transparent.
No, I don't know if the DoorDash fees. Thing oh, okay. is going to be. Yeah.
And then from the 214, still in line for Whataburger breakfast.
Oh, man. That's terrible news for you. You're not going
to
get it.
Luckily, I went to Whataburger this weekend for my son, and it did not take long. Oh, I also tried out the Dr. Pepper milkshake, and it was good.
Good for you, man. I'm proud of you. The other thing that the Jones family has gotten to, DeAndre Hopkins. We won't close the door. We won't say anything immediately, but it's unlikely.
You know they were mad that McCarthy's like, nah, we're all set. And they're like, hold on a second. We, baby? Yeah, I don't know.
D-Hop and LeBron.
Exactly. Dallas, LeBron baby. James. We're Kyrie not... is recruiting LeBron James.
I'll tell you what. To your point, how mad are the Jones family right now that LeBron James might be coming to the Dallas Mavericks and the Rangers are good at baseball?
I think that, you know, Jerry loves Derek Holland for that game that he pitched in the World Series. So that's a big factor there.
You know what?
So I think he's a huge DFW sports fan.
That's fine. Here we go. If our teams, if the Mavericks and the Cowboys land LeBron and DeAndre Hopkins before the next season starts,
it's unlikely.
I will do all of the shows on our airwaves for a day.
Dude, 3 months ago, Bill Simmons did predict Luka
and Draymond,
LeBron,
too. I know.
Draymond and Kyrie.
Well, I'll do all of the shows if that happens.
Kevin, he did say it's unlikely, so that's a good answer, right? Unlikely that DeAndre Hopkins is here. Guess what he will not close the door on? A return to the Cowboys for Ezekiel Elliott.
Bill Simmons?
No, this is the Jones family. Oh. I mean, at least as far as I understand it.
Okay.
Why are we doing this?
One, two, punch.
Do you want Zeke back?
No, but I love how irritated everybody gets when you bring the story up. So, and that is, no, I don't, listen, they can move on with Tony Pollard and the random bunch of running backs they throw out there.
How did 10% of the public get duped into Ezekiel Elliott as Tony Dorsett and Emmitt Smith?
He was fantastic his first year.
Yeah, and Tony Dorsett kept being good, and Emmitt kept being good.
And well, that's, I don't know that it's the duping, because like he in his first year, he was he was MVP candidate.
No, I understand. It's that at this point, there are, is he a Hall of Famer? It feels like all of a sudden Zeke. I think to some Cowboy fans who maybe just are 30 years old or 35 years old, they think he's in the Emmitt Tony Dorsett category somehow, maybe even above those guys.
Yeah, I don't think I would ever put him there because of longevity, obviously. For a short period of time, he was the best running back in the game. But I mean, it hasn't stayed that way. He also said it's not imperative to ramp up Dak Prescott contract talks, and has said Pollard has nothing to do with Dak's contract of the future. Here's something that I hope, okay? I hope we do not spend the next 2 years talking about Dak's contract.
God help us.
And maybe we could kindly ask the reporters, look, you'll get that news when it happens. Please stop asking that question. Because it's not important, honestly. It's not an important thing. Because all it is going to do is like create problems in media that they just keep on arguing about Dak. Other than that, it's not going to make them work any faster to get the contract done. And it's not going to make Dak any better as a quarterback. So just leave it alone for the next 2 years. And if they sign one, we can be like, well, all right, there we are with that.
Just sign an 8-year extension. Just get it over with.
And Jerry Jones did say one of the key parts of the offensive change this offseason is Dak getting the ball out faster. That's what they want to accomplish.
That is the first thing that I have loved hearing. Agree with that 1,000,000%.
All right, so I did want to ask y'all the Cowboys question of the day as we are getting closer and closer to NFL football season starting. What is a successful season for Jalen Tolbert?
Making the team.
I think the dude, I think he's making the team easy.
Active roster then.
I think he's okay. Okay.
For 17 weeks, we're not going, is Jalen going to even be active today?
I think he and Simi Fehoko are fighting for the fourth receiver spot. I think that's the duel that I think is going to play out throughout training camp. And he had a poor season last year with all the excuses. And you heard what he said with Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks was like, is already mentoring him.
Yeah.
And he said, you need to flush that season. Get rid of it. Move on. Flush it. Get away from it. Forget about it. And that probably is the best thing, is just forget about that season and try everything you can to make everybody else forget about that season too.
And I do know Tolbert himself, he said, I wasn't playing fast in practice. I'm going to say 35 catches and 3 touchdowns.
35 catches and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's a nice step. Does that put him in like the
300-400 yard category?
Yeah.
You think you can kind of get something out of that?
400 yards.
Okay, 400 yards. That's not a bad season from a fourth receiver.
And I feel like that's a reasonable goal, cuz I get it. You're like, "Hey, we spent this amount. I want 60 catches and 8 touchdowns." And I'm like, "Sure. Great. Let's do that." But I'm 35 catches.
Are there people out there, do you think, that have already, like, he's a lost cause?
Yes.
He's given up on him completely?
100%.
I think there are people that have done that. I don't want to do that yet, but you do have to look at the honest just assessment of when you take kind of your first 3 picks. One of them's probably going to be a bust.
Sure.
You hope not, but one of them probably will not work out as an NFL football player. They might be on your team because they're first, second, third round picks, but you get 2 years into their career, like, all right, he can't play in this league. You just hope it's not. And I guess he could play in the league, but you just hope you don't take Nelson Aguilar. And you're like, crap, man, that was a first round pick. Like, those hurt a little bit more than your third round picks busting out.
Out here dropping babies like Nelson Aguilar.
What a great bit of audio that remains.
And then lastly, Kevin, Kyrie Irving has been recruiting LeBron James, according to Shams, and I can't wait to have the most star-studded Mavericks basketball team we've seen since 2011.
Why are we doing this to ourselves?
Why wouldn't we?
I'll tell you this.
It's an offseason.
This
like
is
none,
also
none
a reason that I'm not crazy about Kyrie. And it's nothing like totally against him. I don't think you're ever going to make him happy. Because there's always going to be other players that he wants on the team besides the ones he's playing with.
You think he's trying to force out Luka?
No.
Or just
what I think, but he used to, in Brooklyn, I don't obviously don't have the quote in front of me, but he would say things that you're like, Kyrie, do you understand when you say these things, you are saying your teammates suck?
Yeah.
They understand what you're saying. And like, well, I didn't say it that way. You're like, well, when you say, I need better role players. Like, I want these three guys that are role players. And I know LeBron's, I don't think he understands when he's outspoken like that. And I just think, my opinion, when he gets his three-year deal from the Dallas Mavericks with a fourth-year team option, we're going to start seeing those things, and it's going to be hurtful overall to the chemistry of the team. Now, if he signs a one-year deal, I think he'll be very similar to the person that we saw for the 15 to 20 games that he played on the Mavericks, because he's just trying to make sure that he can play this one year, be as valuable as possible so he can get to the LA Lakers, which that's where he really wants to be.
And then I saw this. Did you see that Flozell Adams, Brady James, Kellen Moore, and Terrence Newman are all up for the College Football Hall of Fame this year?
Oh, look at that, man.
Former Cowboys.
Hey, and from the 972, Corey, if you think LeBron here is a good idea, just quit radio.
Oh, that's rude.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I don't know what else I can do, man.
What can I?
This is all I can do as a job.
Sheesh.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's go
you
back.
You can recruit pitchers for Texas Tech.
You could. Let's go back to the
just
Rangers.
Kidding. You're doing great.
And have you ever caught a baseball at a game or been with someone who did? Because a heartwarming scene transpired over the weekend. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He swings and it's a high drive to right center field. Rodriguez back in the track at the wall. Out of here! A home run for Corey Seager. He can add to that RBI count with a solo shot, his sixth of the year, and the Rangers lead 3-0.
Not a Texas Tech highlight.
That there's not been a lot of Texas Tech highlights.
I'll go get one.
What's the score today?
6-0.
Mike, I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Does that mean they're going to be eliminated?
Yeah.
Guys, guns down.
Might have a shocking upset transpiring in the softball college World Series as well. Now, I mean, it is the bottom of the seventh.
Who's ever good
they just
for,
need one run.
Who's ever good for Stanford will just transfer to OU during the game.
I want to see Major League Baseball pitchers wear these masks on the mound, too. Like, can you imagine how, like Dave Stewart was already intimidating enough whenever he had his hat down where we couldn't see his eyes.
I think it would be opposite. I think the hitters would go, this dummy thinks that we're going to hit the ball back at his face at 100 miles an hour. Well, he is good to hit.
Some of the guys do it in my adult softball league.
Because you're lobbing it up there. Go crank it as hard as you can.
There's this dumb rule, too. If you hit it back at the pitcher, but if the pitcher makes an attempt to field it, then it's not an out. But if you just, like, straight up, like, basically hit the pitcher, then it's an out.
Kevin,
if he makes an attempt at it, it's not.
Back when my dad was playing softball, there was a pitcher that used to wear a cowboy hat on the mound all the time, and everybody would try to hit the hat off of his head. Back to you, buddy.
Holy cow. I was actually going to tell another story in that same vein. Is back when I finished up school at UTD, we had a newspaper versus radio softball game. I played for the newspaper, and our faculty advisor was the all-time pitcher. Somebody hit it right back at him, hit him in the junk. And he fell to the ground, and I ran and got the ball and ran back to first base and touched the base.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I know, right?
Make sure he's out. Then you can check up on
that. And bodies. I told that kid, who's kind of being a jerk anyway, I was like, hey, you're out. And he goes, he's hurt. And I was like, I know, that's why I'm here, but also you're out. And so I did not think that he cared for that, but I feel like Mike's like, that's right. You're
I mean,
out.
The game goes on until
exactly.
The ball's dead.
Now, which might have been what happened, is the Rangers have the second best. Thank you. The Rangers have the second best record in all of Major League Baseball. They have the best run differential in all of Major League Baseball. They have the best record over the last 10 games in all of Major League Baseball. There are so many incredible things happening with this Texas Rangers team, even in the stands. Because I wanted to take you to cut number one. Mitch Garver's going to hit a home run, and this kid is going to catch it, and his dad is going to be so stoked. He's going to pick him up. They're going to celebrate. I want to know, did you ever experience a moment like this with your family? Have you caught a ball at the ballpark, or have you been near a group or in a group and you were kind of jealous of the person that did? So let's go ahead and take it away. Cut number one.
Pitch of the game is deposited into the upper deck. Nice play, young man. A solo home run by Mitch Garver. And a real thrill for a fan. 16-3 Rangers.
Which, by the way, that just underscores again how unbelievable this offense is. 16-3, and you're like, oh, that's surely by far the most runs they've scored this year. Nope.
I'm used to it by now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is, what are we, 58 games in?
Yeah.
For the Rangers. 58 games in. They've scored 10 or more runs 16 times. That is crazy.
Hold on.
We call that Trey Richardson in them when you're from TCU.
Yep.
I almost got it out.
They have 38 wins, so a little less than half of their wins they've won by scoring that many runs.
That's crazy.
It's going to happen all year, too. It'll never stop.
Okay, well, I hope that you're right about that. So, have you ever had a moment like that with one of your family members, because the dad's so proud he's picking up his kiddo and stuff, and they're like, I can't believe it? Or have you ever been in a group that caught a baseball and you're like, dang, I'm kind of jealous of that person?
The closest I've ever been, Mike, to catching a foul ball, not in a regular season game, was at Surprise. A ball was hit, and I watched Kevin go track it down. It bounced once, and Kevin collected it. And then gave it to a bunch of kids. He was like, here you go, kids. I was like, man, that's awesome, Kevin.
Why
that
didn't
was
you make
so
him earn
cool.
It?
Yeah.
Well, that kid was going to run, but I was like already ahead of him. And then I saw he wanted it because I was going to take it home to Brandon. But I saw he wanted it. I was like, here you go.
Other than that, I've never been like every game I've gone to, haven't had them the luck to have them hit my direction.
I had one ball against Cleveland hit my way, I believe, Carlos Santana hit it, if I'm right, and I missed it, and it hit me in my bicep.
You were playing at the time?
No, I
you
was in the stands. 2019.
I could like see that happening like, hey, in the dugout. Head,
get out of here.
The ball gets hit and he's in the dugout. And it hits him. And he's like, oh, darn. But this is in the stands. Wow.
I guess I did. I'm now remembering in Norfolk, Virginia, I did catch a foul ball while I was charting the game. So that's my one. That's the only time I can remember catching a foul ball as I was charting the
did
game.
Did you think it was cool or were you like, I got stuff?
Not really. Me. Like I just caught the ball and I was just like, because it didn't, I don't feel, you don't feel like a fan when you, they don't have, minor leaguers don't have to do that anymore. But no, I've always wanted to catch a foul ball. I will say that my dad, I remember this when I was like in ninth grade. I go to a Ranger game, and this is at old Arlington Stadium. And Coach Adair, Steve Adair, used to coach Trinity Christian Academy, TCA, for a really long time baseball. And so we're at the game, and we're there with a lot of my teammates. Coach Adair was one of my coaches. And my dad's like reaching over and holding Coach Adair's like ankles as he's going over the railing to like grab a ball that's like rolling kind of on your warning track near the on deck circle. I'm thinking to myself, Dad, don't we have like two buckets of Major League Baseballs at home? Like, that we,
but in the moment, but you in the, lose sight yeah. of all of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm like, he's holding his friend's ankles right now to make sure he doesn't get, like, tossed out of the game to be like, we never went over the railing, like, the whole body. We were able to pull him back in to get the foul ball that is rolled over here.
I think that same way with, like, T-shirt giveaways and stuff is people like, oh, my God, I got to have that T-shirt.
You're probably never going to wear the T-shirt.
That's totally what I think.
Yesterday at Avery's game, you know, Mike, every time you go to these games, you're kind of – you're parking and you're taking risks, all right? I park far enough away where I feel like foul balls aren't going to hit the car. But I was sitting there, a foul ball goes over – and hits a windshield on a car, and I gave a fist pump because finally it happened. I haven't like
did it break
we've
it?
Seen a bunch of near misses. It cracked it, and I went yes. And the lady sitting next to me goes, "Oh, that's my car." And I was like, "Oh my gosh!" And I felt bad, but it's always like a you know it's roulette to see if that thing actually hits
and
or not.
And most people don't know that. That's the weirdest thing is like their kids playing baseball or whatever, and like I can't believe it, and they're mad at like the game. And I'm like. Do you not know where you're parking? Like, you gotta know. Like, sometimes I will park close to where it looks like a ball can, but I know that there's a tree in the way. Yeah. I can see that there a tree will slow down the ball, so there's a better than good chance the tree will stop the ball from hitting my car or whatever. But a lot of people get all mad at the game for like getting hit by a foul ball or something. Like, you know where you're sitting.
Kevin, was it? Was it the Odyssey suite where Bobby Witt Sr. caught the foul ball from Bobby Witt Jr.?
Yeah, the greatest moment in baseball history.
Is it really? For
I think
you?
So.
No, come
you
on.
Don't.
Can you imagine? There's no way. Like, Ken Griffey Sr., I know they played together, but like, what other father has caught their son's foul ball?
I agree. It's an amazing moment, but the way you just kind of deadpan, greatest moment in baseball history. Yeah. From the 940, my son caught a ball from the left field at a Rough Riders game. He threw it to him and he caught it barehanded. It was a great moment for both of us. That is always a baller move, but things have gone poorly for people a variety of times too. The 806. My friends and I went to Baltimore to catch a game. We were in the outfield porch at Camden. They crush a home run. My buddy blocks me out thinking he would catch it off a bounce and the ball went over his head.
Oh man.
So he's like,
did it hit him?
No, it just went past them. Because he tried to block him out instead of like, hey, let's work in cooperation.
Yeah.
And then
I wonder how many people go home after trying to catch foul balls. I know they have the nets up now, and I'm glad they do. That would go home, and they thought, oh, my God, I think I broke my hand. Like, yeah, that is a hard ball hitting your hand without a glove. There's a reason the major leaguers are using gloves.
Yeah, I'm almost more likely to just let my friend miss it because it's going to happen. Your friend's probably not can't catch anyway, right? And he's going to reach out and try and catch that ball. It hits him in the chest, falls down. You pick it up. You're the hero now. And he's sitting there the whole ride. He's like, so are you going to give me that baseball? And you're like, hell no, this is my baseball. Like, you're the one that dropped it. You shouldn't get rewarded for dropping it. This is mine now.
See, I can understand that. You might get booed a little bit in that moment. I don't know. And then from the 214, I feel like this probably happens a lot. Funny story. Went to a Rough Riders game, got tickets on the first base side, second row. The girlfriend at the time.
Oh, broke up with her for this.
Did she get a promotion or is she just out? Said she wanted a hot dog and was hungry, so we had to go get food. While I was gone, the ball got hit right where we were supposed to be. I was so pissed.
That would be too. Hope you broke up with her and sent her packing.
But not for that reason,
yes,
right?
Yes, for that reason. She should. If she wanted a hot dog, she could have gone up and got one. I'm here trying to catch foul balls and home runs.
Is that?
I'm here for the game.
It's not the nice thing to do. Here's 20
bucks,
get
a dog and a drink.
Hot dog guy is about to come by in just a minute. Just wait.
Hot dog.
Beer guy is going to be here in just a second, too. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. You just hold your horses a little bit, sweetheart.
Oh, my gosh.
Why won't the NBA let you keep the basketball when it goes into the stands?
I don't know.
They got other basketballs. Yeah. I never understood that. It's like, hey, guess what? You guys got a dozen basketballs right there on the rack. Use another one. I get to take this one home.
I don't know, Mike. That's a good question.
Yeah, like in soccer, why don't we get to keep the soccer ball? Why do we got to throw it back out on the field so fast?
You guys got other soccer balls. That's how you warm up.
Yeah. That is interesting because you do get to keep the puck, right?
Yeah.
Except when Fox had those digital pucks that were like $400 a piece, they would send people. Remember that? And they're like, ooh, look at that heat trail.
You have to give the football back. It's like, why? You guys got plenty of footballs. I saw you.
They would send Fox and NHL people into the stands to track those pucks down because they were so expensive.
Oh, my God. Story. Well, and the football, isn't it going to get a chip at some point?
And, by the way, baseballs aren't cheap. If somebody's like, oh, yeah, well, Major League Baseballs cost $20 a ball. Like, I get that, like, a basketball, I guess, is what, $120 to $150?
Something like that.
I think maybe even, let's just go to $150, and an NFL football is $200, but you're only going to lose a couple of those. You're going to lose at least a dozen baseballs, if not, like, 20 baseballs a game.
That's true. So if we do the math accordingly, you're like, you should be able to give up at least
the league would lose so much money.
Two basketballs and one football a game. Maybe two footballs a game.
We did one day, we were out at the stadium, and I saw Beltre taking batting practice, and I was like, oh, I'm definitely going to get a baseball. And I grabbed one. I think the dog ate it.
Well, I'll tell you what. COVID financed a good part of my baseballs because...
What? Well, what does that mean?
Because he was working the games.
Because
remember?
I was working the road games. So what would happen is the COVID squad that wouldn't go with the team that were like the backups in the minor leaguers, they would have practice. During that practice, they would hit a lot of balls in the stands. So I would do the pregame show and they'd have the game on the big screen. We had to watch it on like the big television screen there. And then so I would walk around the stadium and I would like Easter egg for balls and I would get anywhere from 2 to 10 baseballs every day I was there.
Yeah. Mike had the most balls.
We're the KNC masterpiece.
It's great. Some were minor league balls, but they're still really good baseballs. They still cost a lot of money.
Coming up next, we will talk with the GVAG Nation as they are live out at the ballpark. We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time to head to the ballpark and chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Hagee. How are you?
Oh, God.
I'm good. I'm amazed Mike has made it through the show as he was very invested in Texas Tech baseball, and unfortunately their season came to an end. Now, on your BS meter.
Luckily, the LSU pitcher didn't have to cover first base on that one.
I know what you think about the LSU pitcher. He's a little heavier. I get it.
We got a lot of heavier players, guys.
Yeah.
That's our team.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of heavy guys. It's part of being down there in Louisiana. Look at my man, you know. Look at Zion. Yeah. Look at him. He's a heavier dude, right? A
lot of butter in that roux.
Yeah, a lot of butter, a lot of flour. You got to have equal parts, though, to make it a really mm-hmm. good roux. Yep.
This is a big day for all of the people that might come to the Mavericks, whether it's Jeff Van Gundy, Jeff Hornacek, mm-hmm. LeBron James. Do you think any of these things will happen?
I think they're all happening. And I think you can add Draymond Green in there too.
Okay, absolutely.
Super team, baby.
It's the only thing I wanted to add to that. Wolf
Let's
Chuck.
Go. It's a party, and Laker fans are dreaming. It's Luka for LeBron. You're about to get THJ and a bag of cash, baby. Let's go.
Let's go. I'm
proud. But seriously, you don't really think that's going to happen?
I don't think it's likely, no. But we can dream. That's what summer's all about, right? It's the rumor mill. We can just hot take it and have fun with it. But no, I don't think LeBron's coming to Dallas. I don't think there's a trade that makes any sense.
I am surprised that it sounds like a lot of people don't want LeBron here.
Dude.
What's happening?
Well, that's sad.
And I know this is just like, I was just looking in the moment at the fan text, so I didn't get a chance to catch the Twitch comments or the YouTube comments, but people were decidedly against this, which I have to admit surprised me a lot.
I think a lot of it's the hate that's been building up for years for LeBron, going back to the decision. The super team stuff. But I think a lot of it as well is political and the stances that he's taken for or not for some things. And I think that fires up a lot of people on the truckwreck.com fan text. You know, I just think everybody's complicated in their own ways. And, you know, you might not like everything about these individuals, but even your favorite players have things that would trouble you. And it's sports is just all about, can you help my team win the championship? And that is so much bigger than any disagreement I might have with LeBron's choices on or off the court throughout his career. And the chance to get him would be incredible. I think it all revolves around, you know, him just saying, no, I want to go play for the Mavs now. And I'm going to go do this. And that by itself is incredibly unlikely considering what he's built in Los Angeles already. And on a couple of different occasions, the Lakers have not done what he's wanted already, which to me proves his commitment to staying in Southern California.
Also, I have no clue how a team with LeBron, Luka, and Kyrie works. Who's Chris Bosh and Kevin Love? Who's willing to stand in the corner and watch?
I'd love to see him try to figure it out.
No, that's fair. At least LeBron plays defense. The other two don't necessarily
do
that.
Yeah, but LeBron doesn't do that in the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll pick and choose, but he's going to have to adjust his game, right, to play with Luka and Kyrie. So maybe his adjustment to that is he's going to have to be more of a vocal point on defense, and he's going to have to give up less offensively. For me, it's less about on the floor. I think this could be great for Luka off of the floor. Luka looks up to LeBron. I think a lot of the issues that we have with Luka in terms of putting effort into your body and trying to have longevity and maybe also being more of a two-way player, these are things LeBron, we've credited him his entire career. He's been one of the best in the sport. And I think LeBron's one of the few people that probably could get into Luka's ear and he would listen to and respect.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. I think those are all fantastic points. I would add one other caveat, though. Like, one of the things that we love about the Luka and Dirk relationship is the idea that Dirk knows how to be a homegrown dude that stays here and builds a legacy and is that guy. LeBron, in the ear of Luka, might be like, hey,
that's true.
You know, I enjoyed my time over at this place, that place, the third place, whatever. You know, so the player mobility factor would be one thing that I'd be a little bit concerned about. But seeing a LeBron-style ripped-up Luka, gosh dang it, I'm here for it.
You know, the text pointing out, making fun of Dirk with the fake coughing in 11.
That's a good call.
And, you know, you got your revenge
That's
for
true.
That. I'm willing to overlook it, you know.
Are you guys more – we kicked this around earlier. What are you most invested in? Is it the college baseball tournament, maybe even the college softball tournament, as we got extra innings going on over here, or is it Stanley Cup final or NBA finals? Like, where is – that level of attention? Because I know for everybody it's the Rangers, but what about after that?
As long as your team's still playing college baseball, that's me. You know, I sat there last night and watched LSU hit like 5 homers, and Oregon State had to play a game late last night against Sam Houston to get to this point. So I am totally committed to a team that was number one in the country up until the last two series of the year to see if they can, in fact, you know, make it back to Omaha. That would be something great in my eyes.
Did I see your LSU Tigers putting our guy Paul Skeens on the bump for like 125 pitches?
They did. And Bassick made an excellent point. He's like, why would you start him against a team that was 19-40? You know, why could you not go
get through that one?
Go with Hurd and then go with Skeen a little bit later on. But, yeah, they left him out there for the entirety of it.
I do like the college baseball tournament. If you have some sort of a rooting interest, it can be a lot of fun. You know, to me, it's just all about the NBA Finals and, you know, can Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler lead this team, you know, to the promised land against the Denver team that's never won a championship. You know, I think there's lots of intrigue in that.
Man, there better be a lot of intrigue for how Denver is going to figure out that zone because, man, oh, man, was that effective.
Yeah, it's great, you know, and I'm surprised that they've been able to slow them down as much as they have, you know, but I think one of the things is Miami plays such a different style on both ends of the court, and there's an adjustment if you have the league figured out and systems of play figured out, and all of a sudden there's – you know, a handful of different guys, everybody on the court has a full skill set and a high basketball IQ. It's difficult to problem solve. And I don't know what happened to Miami during the regular season. You know, it's impressive how they're able to flip the switch once they get into these tournament situations, though, and exploit matchups.
What do you fellas got coming up on the program today? And will you tell everyone again where you're at?
Yes, sir. We are live at the Globe, and we're in our normal perch just over the center field wall. Just nice. Keep on going up the stairs, and you'll see us. And we'll be here all the way until 7 o'clock. Chris Young, the Cy Young Show at 4:20. So we're looking forward to that. And so much developing with Jerry and Steven talking today and the latest rumors on the Mavericks as well. We'll get to those right out of the gates.
Man, it has been a busy day. So go out to the ballpark. Well, should always go out
Pure Gold
there.
As always, thanks for asking.
Thank you very
okay.
much, Kevin.
Yes. Nice. I got nervous
Freaking
for half
out.
A second.
Yes.
Is you should always go out to the ballpark to go check out these amazing Texas Rangers. And today you can see G-Bag. You can see G-Bag as well. Roll home with them or go see them in
the
person.
The amazing G-Bag. Is that what you wanted? Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
The amazing show of record.
Thank you. Got an autograph line started already.
Nice.
You know what? Maybe you got other stuff to do. You're busy now.
Oh, my God.
Just
gosh.
Because of that. No. I'm just kidding. You should go see G-Bag. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say wreck them, Kevin.
I can't. Gig them.
Can't even score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.